Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, we're already into the third hour of the show today. The time is flying today. We heard from Alex, Aaron, and Rob Jacobson from the road earlier in the first hour. And the second hour, lots of breaking information. Check Infowars.com for more news that's breaking every hour from Kurt Nimmo, Paul Joseph Watson, and others. We continue now with our conversation with Jim Mars, author and investigative researcher. We're talking about zombie banks, and now we're going to get into human zombies or degenerative human zombies, because there seems to be this rise of the zombie apocalypse in America. That I don't know what's behind it, but there are several cases now of people losing their minds and then feasting on other humans. And the CDC has even warned us about a zombie apocalypse, and they're gonna have a handle on it. This is true. I'm not making this up. It's an official page on the CDC's website, U.S. government's website, warning us about a zombie apocalypse. So, Jim Mars, continuing, what are your thoughts on the human zombie situation that we're seeing?
Well, I went and looked at the CDC website, and sure enough, they got a whole thing there on zombie apocalypse. But it was tongue-in-cheek, and it was done, I think, to bring people in to learn how to store food, water, and how to prepare themselves for some sort of disaster. So that was just their little PR move.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though. And what it brings to me, Mike, is the question, the age-old question of does art imitate life or life imitate art? You know, I mean, I'm pushing it on up there. I've lived quite a number of years now, and I don't recall stories of zombie attacks or cannibalistic attacks, crazy people running around this country until after the zombie metaphor became pretty standard in science fiction, horror movies, and novels, and TV, and everything else. So it really does make you wonder, you know, are we actually thinking in terms of zombies because somehow at a subconscious level we realize that we kind of are zombies. We're just getting up, going to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, get up, go to work, come home, watch TV. You know, have we kind of been turned into zombies and we kind of subconsciously realize that? Does that explain our fascination with zombies?
Clearly. Well, those are people that I call functional zombies, Jim. They're functional zombies. They can still go to work and punch a clock. They can still, you know, watch the news. They can still line up and get their vaccine shot and so on. But, yeah, they're zombies. They're sleepwalking through life. And I got to think that some of this has to be just the incredible cumulative burden of all the chemicals from the vaccines, from the fluoride, the aspartame, the food additives, over-the-counter medications, pesticides, all of that. And then some people just cross that threshold, and sometimes perhaps a street drug causes them to do that. They blame this latest person on so-called bath salts, which is just a sort of a street name for a designer drug. But
you know, what got me was early on they were trying to say that bath salts are some sort of LSD. It's not. You know, I don't know what bath salts is supposed to be.
I don't know either. It's some kind of designer synthetically created molecule but some people thought they were actually bath salts, and they are now afraid to buy bath salts and put them in their bath because they think they're going to turn into zombies. That's not the case, folks.
No, bath salts are okay. Just don't sniff them.
Yeah. Don't melt them down and inject them into your veins. That's probably a pretty good principle for anything.
Yeah, for anything.
Yeah. Including vaccines, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, think about it. If you injected peanut butter into your veins, you might go crazy, too. So what are they going to do, declare war on peanut butter next? Who knows?
See, you know, this is pretty typical, though, of our society's reaction. We all try to blame a drug. We try to blame guns. We try to blame any kind of, non-organic thing or drugs or whatever.
I know. 20 seconds, Jim.
Do what?
We're running out of time, man. I got to thank you.
We seldom think about what are the causes for all this.
Yeah, well said. Jim Mars, thanks for joining us today. It's been great having you on, everybody. Check out his book, Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. Jim Mars is the author. Stay with us.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Day, what a broadcast, what a transmission, incredible. And we've got more coming. Wait till you see this. I've got a surprise for you today that you are going to absolutely love. We have a surprise exclusive release of a brand new satire animation. Yeah, remember the TSA Help Wanted animation that we put together? That was something from the crazy mind of yours truly. And so I put together a new one called Seven Reasons to Reelect Obama. Yep. And we're going to play that in a few minutes. And what, you didn't know? You didn't know I was an Obama supporter? I'm a huge Obama supporter. Are you kidding me? In fact, I came up with seven good reasons to reelect Obama. And I just felt so just emotionally driven by that, that I wanted to share it with all of the Alex Jones listeners. I'm sure Alex won't mind. You know, let's vote for Obama. Come on, seven reasons. Anyway, that's coming up in just a few minutes. But before that, and by the way, you know, everybody out there, all you people who keep contacting me over through Natural News and you want me to get something to Alex, that doesn't work, okay? I never see Alex because the only time I'm here is when he's not here. Think about it. I never see Alex. I mean, I talk to him on the phone occasionally, but I can't get stuff to Alex, really. So that doesn't work. You have to send it to InfoWars Studios. Anyway, here's a note that I wrote down that was an important discussion point about something earlier. Remember the Ted Turner video that you saw in the previous hour? And was that We Are Change that recorded that? Yeah, We Are Change. A great confrontation with Ted Turner where he admitted right there on camera that he wanted to reduce the world population to, I think he said, a 2 billion level, and he wanted a one-child policy for the next 100 years. And then Alex talked about the depopulation agenda. The important note that we did not get to discuss at that time is that the depopulation agenda is nearly complete. A lot of you are out there thinking, well, let's just stop that when it happens. You know, we'll say no when it happens. You're already infected with SV40 if you have been taking vaccines, all right? Your fertility is already compromised if you've been eating GMOs. You're already contaminated with the artificial chemical sweeteners, with the synthetic chemical pesticides. In fact, new research from a professor right out of the University of Texas at Austin that we covered over at Natural News talked about the, quote, transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, which has been proven in laboratory tests. What does that mean? It's a big, big phrase. What does it mean? It means that if you are exposed to chemicals today, that your offspring 3 or 4 generations down the road can suffer the same damage, the same neurological damage of that exposure, even if they are never exposed to it. So it means that everybody getting vaccinated now, that their family tree is about to be history. Another 2 or 3 generations down the road, they may be completely infertile. And doesn't that fit just perfectly into Ted Turner's agenda? Hey, why commit mass murder of the population when you can just have them all voluntarily line up to get vaccinated and make themselves infertile? You know, that's the difference between what's happening today and what happened, let's say, in Nazi Germany. In Nazi Germany, the Nazis had to line up the Jews at gunpoint. It was obviously involuntary for the prisoners to go into the gas chambers and be killed. That's not something you would want to do voluntarily, obviously. But today, the eugenics is being carried out with the support of the people. They line up to be injected at the pharmacies. They just line up. They beg for the chemicals. They beg for the drugs. They beg for the chemotherapy. Treat my cancer, doctor, and destroy my kidney and liver and brain at the same time. But people don't know that last part of it. So that's the big difference, is the soft kill. It is already upon us. Don't think that you're going to have time to defend against this. If you aren't already standing up and speaking out and sharing this information with people, you're late. You're behind the curve. And it has already begun. That's the important message here. That's what Alex is trying to urge you all to understand, to really grasp, that we're late. Okay, we have a good shot at restoring liberty, restoring our republic, and defeating these globalists, eugenicists. But if you're not already in the game, you need to get off your butt, get off the couch, turn off the cable news, and start making copies of InfoWars videos and start sharing this broadcast with everybody you know and get them on board with the truth of what's happening. That's why I'm here. That's what I'm into, is just sharing all of this information. Just trying to report the truth. It's like Alex said, we're not heroes. We're just trying to survive. Okay, trying to survive. Now, 30 seconds here. We're going to be rolling this video, right? That's our timing. All right, now, let me give you a little intro to it. This is 7 reasons to reelect Obama. Yeah, great reasons. You'll want to share these with everyone. So we're going to roll that video, go to break, and then we'll come back with some more discussion about some other things. And then an interview with James Yeager from Tactical Response is coming up at the bottom of the hour, but enjoy this video showing reasons to reelect Obama. Have a look.
Hi, I'm Jerry, President Obama's campaign manager. Yay! Right? I'm here to share with you the top 7 reasons why we need to reelect Obama. Number 1, food redistribution. On March 16, 2012, our great illustrious leader, President Obama, signed an executive order declaring total government authority over all food, farms, livestock, seeds, tractors, and farm equipment. That's pretty smart, huh? Isn't it wonderful? Instead of greedy capitalist farmers hoarding all of their own food, now the compassionate government can take the extra food and redistribute that food to those in need. Don't call it communism. It's just mandatory. mandatory charity. Who says government doesn't have a heart, huh? Number two, vaccine mandate. More vaccines are good for everyone. So when individuals decide they don't want vaccines, that puts all of us at risk. When the great Obama is reelected, he will use executive orders to authorize armed government vaccine enforcers to make sure that every man, woman, child, and even unborn children are vaccinated. A gunpoint is necessary because it's all for your own good. It's about government protecting you from you. Number three, gun control. Here in the Obama administration, we really like gun control because it means that we control the guns, not you. Obama's goal is to remove all the guns from American citizens and place them in the hands of trusted, honorable federal government workers like the TSA, who are keeping America safe from terrorists that might be hiding in your underpants. Sure, our Attorney General, Eric Holder, sold tens of thousands of guns and grenades to the Mexican drug gangs, but he was only trying to enhance America's economy by boosting exports. Arming criminal gangs in Mexico is okay, you see, but allowing law-abiding American citizens to buy guns, that's bad. That's why Eric Holder wins our Big Brother Brainwashing Award. Congratulations!
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Number four, secret arrest. On December 31st, 2011, our savior Obama signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act, which legalizes secret arrest, detention, interrogation, and torture of American citizens on U.S. soil, with no due process or bill of rights. Because who has time for all that anyway? And if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't mind being interrogated in the first place. Due process only protects criminals, like those people who criticize the government. They should be arrested. And if you help re-elect Obama, we'll make sure that the Bill of Rights never gets in the way of giving out free camping experiences, courtesy of FEMA. Number five, criminalizing farmers. Under the Obama administration, our government promoted food safety by raiding fresh milk farmers and food distribution centers at gunpoint. See, that's where guns are really good. So, after King Obama is reelected, we intend to expand this effort to criminalize backyard chickens, small livestock operations, home gardens, and any food source that isn't owned by one of the politically connected mega corporations that gives us campaign contributions. Remember, if your food doesn't come from a factory, it's probably illegal. Number six, GMOs. Our illustrious leader, Obama, is so supportive of genetically modified foods that we lovingly call him GM Obama. I know. Working hand in hand with Monsanto and the science-based biotechnology industry, Obama plans to outlaw all heirloom seeds and then introduce new GMO crops engineered by our favorite technology superhero, Mr. Bill Gates. You'll love the new food. Flu-shot corn on the cob, VP tomatoes containing core exit, monkey berries that we feed to the TSA, and our new favorite, Romney fried chicken, a White House delicacy. And finally, number seven, re-education camps. Yay! Our savior, Obama, believes in education for America. Not just one education, but a second education. Re-education. Remember, re-education is free education, just like we promised in our campaign speeches. So that's why we are now activating re-education camps all across America. It's also kind of like free camping for everybody. Because at these complimentary camps, which are surrounded with razor wire for your security and comfort, citizens who do not understand Obamism can be taught the principles of capacitive government through a series of lovingly delivered group beatings that we call social therapy. Yay, so much fun to watch that. I love that part. Remember, it takes a village to re-educate some people. And there you have it, the top seven reasons to re-elect Obama. With your help, we can transform America into a whole new Obama nation. Imagine a world with free education, free camping, no more guns in the hands of citizens, free genetically enhanced food for everyone, and an endless supply of loving vaccines that are specifically formulated with mercury to enhance your intelligence. so you can think like we do. So vote for Obama in France out.
Take 41.
Our illustrious leader Obama is so supportive of genetically modified foods that we... Wait a minute. We're not eating any of these GMOs in our lunch buffet.
You've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Attention men, this is an important message that you need to listen to. There is a silent threat that threatens all men and our livelihood. The tiredness, moodiness, and lack of sex drive may not be your fault. They may be the result of declining testosterone. As we age, men start to lose from 1 to 3% of testosterone each year, and by age 50, what you thought could be your lifestyle or marriage could just simply be you. Don't accept this and fight back. Regain your youth by calling now for T-Gen. The ingredients in T-Gen are clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels and support your prostate to help regain that zest of being a man. That's why you should call right now for a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. Call now. 800-577-8644. That's 800-577-8644. Remember, men, the inside of every man is what counts. Being happy and healthy is the true measurement of success. Call and receive a free bottle of Nitro Boost for those extra romantic moments. So call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed. Fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Yeah, you gotta love the First Amendment and free speech. I hope you enjoyed that little animation that we just ran there. Yeah, there's a little bit more to it. There's an outtake at the end that's kind of funny. We're gonna have this posted on YouTube and Natural News shortly and send it over to the InfoWars team. That video actually does plug InfoWars at the end. Also, it says, stop electing tyrants, vote no Obama in 2012. So it's not a pro Romney video. It's not pro anyone. It just says that look at the track record of Obama. This is obviously not the guy that we want running our government for the next 4 years. I mean, as if we need more grenades sent to the Mexican drug gangs. I'm not sure how that's supposed to help anything. I got a couple other interesting items here. I mean, I know it's been a whirlwind of news today. So just to take a quick breather from that and show you some other interesting stuff, Alex requested me to bring this in. This is Similac Go and Grow soy-based formula for babies. And if you – let me turn this here so we can get it just right. Oh, here we go. The ingredients we're showing on PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. This is the famous ingredient list right here. 42.6% corn syrup solids. All right, that's infant formula for you. 42.6% corn syrup solids, followed by 14.7% soy protein isolate, followed by some safflower oil, and then another 10% sugar. That's on top of the 42.6%. And then another 8.4% soy oil, and probably genetically modified because most soy is genetically modified. So if you look at the first five ingredients of infant formula sold in America today, four out of the five ingredients are sugars and soy. I mean, come on. Come on. Is it any wonder why we have a problem with children having learning disabilities or being diagnosed with the false disease of ADHD or ADD? Is it any wonder why obesity is a problem, why sugar addiction is a problem? This is real, folks. This is not a made-up label. This is right here, the Similac infant formula product. There, yeah, there's the front cover. Oh, look, it's got a cute little fuzzy teddy bear on the front right here. Look at that. Oh, the cuddly teddy bear says it must be good for you. And it says right here, soy-based formula, balanced nutrition for older babies. 9 to 24 months with iron. Oh, they put some iron filings in there or something. Great. Have a little iron with your soy and your sugar. It'll make you magnetic. They give you like a magnetic soy-based personality. Hey, you could be a trendy. You could actually be your own trendy and star in your own videos of why we should change our light bulbs or something like that. I'm sorry, folks. I cannot sit in this chair without having a little bit of comic relief at some point throughout the show. It's just so intense. Here, all right, here's something else. Japan diet glasses fool wearers into eating less. Now, these are augmented reality glasses that scan the scene, and then they augment. They have a display in them, so they place a new image, an apparent object, on the scene that you're looking at. And the way this works is when you're eating a cookie or a muffin, these augmented glasses make the cookie appear larger, so that you eat 10% less because your brain thinks you're eating a larger cookie. And I just got to thinking, wow, the U.S. government could do this with, like, Social Security checks, make you think you're getting a larger check. Or they could even make prison food look good with this. There's all kinds of things that they could do with augmented reality glasses. Like, for example, you could be watching the news and they could make you think it's real. Oh, wait a minute. They already do that. It's called CNN. And Charlie Rose and everybody else. Charlie Rose, of course, recently at the Bilderberg meeting. I wonder if he will actually even mention Bilderberg on his own show. That would be a question. But if you think about what's going on in the world today, so much of it is just out of control. And we've got this augmented reality technology coming in, and Google is heavily invested in that. And I think that's a game changer, and not necessarily in a good way. If you think the TVs can program you today, you wait until people are wearing glasses. It's like wearing the internet on your face. And at that point, they're going to be able to feed in advertisements and feed in messages. And you can bet the government's going to have a mandatory circuit for real-time government emergency announcements, which are going to be things like, emergency, there's a terrorist in your neighborhood who's been caught carrying cash. And that family over there hasn't taken their vaccine shots. If you see them, call 911 so we can dispatch vaccine enforcement team people. Vaccine enforcers, yay! That's the voice from the animation you just saw. Yes, Darren's voice was a weird concoction from my studio. In any case, straight ahead, we're getting back into some serious topics with none other than James Yeager, the founder of Tactical Response, a firearms training company that does a lot of training here in the USA. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment, personal defense preparedness, and much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you have a cell phone? Does your wireless cell phone provider allow you to get your service for free? How much money would free cell phone service save you? Introducing SellWealthForLife.com, the best-kept secret in the $210 billion cell phone industry. Imagine unlimited cell phone service, free every month, and get paid helping others do the same. Would you rather pay your cell phone bill to your provider every month, or would you rather pay yourself plus earn free services with SellWealthForLife.com? Yes, free unlimited calling, texting, and web access nationwide could be yours before you pay your next cell phone bill. Watch our video at sellwealthforlife.com, spelled C-E-L-L-W-E-A-L-T-H for life.com. Or call our recorded hotline for details at 559-546-1046, 559-546-1046. It's time to stop paying your cell phone bill and start making some serious money with SellWealthForLife.com.
Everybody, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today here on the Alex Jones Show. And wow, what an amazing show we've already had. I hope you have enjoyed the ride. A lot more coming your way. We've got InfoWars Nightly News being broadcast tonight, of course, as usual. And then tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, there's a guest host. What's the name of the guest host, guys?
John B. Wells.
John B. Wells, yeah, a host for Coast to Coast. He's going to be hosting tomorrow, so I'll be listening into that. And then Alex is going to be back hosting on Wednesday. And, of course, lots of breaking news on all fronts. Now, in this segment, this is – I've got an amazing guest for you, truly an amazing guy, extremely highly respected in the realm of firearms competency, self-defense training, military guys, law enforcement guys, you name it. His name is James Yeager, and he's the founder of Tactical Response, which you can find at tacticalresponse.com. And as many of you know, I've been a strong advocate of people just upping their skills in all kinds of areas, including self-defense skills, and I've been working on that myself as well. Recently took a class with Tactical Response and was just completely blown away by it. Amazing skills, and I encourage everybody out there to check it out for yourself. But he joins us by phone now. James, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me, Mike, and thanks for those very kind words. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Well, look, I first saw your videos before I ever took your class, and when I saw your videos, immediately I got the impression this is a smart guy who's extremely competent at firearms. You really impressed me as knowing what you're doing. How did you get that kind of experience, James?
Well, I assume you mean the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I started shooting when I was young and started competing. I started working undercover as a police officer and continued taking training and more and more and more. And I started a little training school and I continue to train, you know, to this day. I've taken several hundred hours of training the last couple of years. And it's just, I view firearms as the only true American martial art. I view it as a martial art and I follow it with that level of discipline.
Well, that's a really good point. And by the way, I see for those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, they've shown your bad dude photo up. It's like you look so. I mean, truly, you're actually a nice guy in person. You don't. I mean, you look very intimidating in this picture, though. But
which one is it? I'm sorry.
That's the one you've got the black shirt with showing your tattoos. You got an AK.
That is in the belly of the Death Star. That is in the parking garage of the NRA Center up in Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. And why an AK there for that picture?
That's my trusty AK. I have a truck gun and what better than an AK-47.
Right on. And I see you got your finger trigger safety. You're practicing what you teach there. That's good. So a bunch of questions for you, James, because the audience, of course, here is very much into the Second Amendment and having the right for self-defense. But one of the problems that I see today is a lot of people are buying firearms and they're sticking them on the shelf. And that concerns me. Does it concern you?
Absolutely. And Jeff Cooper said, you know, buying a guitar doesn't make you a musician. Buying a gun doesn't make you safer. And but the good news is, Mike, that there's an overwhelming number of people going out and getting firearms training. That doesn't match the amount of people that are buying them, but still there are more people coming to train, and that is a good thing.
What kind of trend are you seeing then? For example, is your student roster just jam-packed this year compared to, let's say, 2 years ago? Or what's the story?
2008, 2009, 2010, 25% growth each year. 2011, 50% growth. And we're looking at another 25% this year.
Wow. So you've more than doubled in just a few years. That's incredible. And I noticed that the class I took from you, you weren't teaching. You have instructors that are teaching. How many instructors do you have that are fanning out across the nation to teach people competency in firearms?
Well, I've got a small cadre of full-time guys. There's four of us full-time. And then I've got a huge adjunct number of guys that come in to help from time to time on different schools and classes and stuff like that. So I've got about 20 guys all together. And last year, that was enough to train 3,110 people.
Wow. that's huge. How many rounds of ammo were fired through all of that? A few million rounds.
Yeah, probably close to 3 million, probably.
Incredible. Speaking of millions of rounds, by the way, here's something I want to ask you. A lot of people are concerned when they saw the Department of Homeland Security buying up a contract they awarded for 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 caliber, mostly pistol ammo, of course. Plus, on top of that, lots of contracts for .223 and a lot of other things. I noticed in your class, when I was in your class, a lot of guys were talking about that. Do you hear a lot of people just chatting about that they're concerned about those kinds of things today? What do you hear?
Absolutely concerned about that. You know, we have all these economic crises that can come from kids from either side. But there are people, there are mutterings of martial law, and that's what that ammo might be for. So there's a lot of skepticism, and there's a lot of people that have concerns that come to class all the time.
Yeah. Well, but at the same time, though, I think it's important to point out that your school trains a lot of law enforcement, a lot of undercover cops. In fact, I've got a history of volunteering and being involved with law enforcement in Arizona and helping those guys out there. But the law enforcement that I see in your classes are guys who are also, you know, with the program. They're like, we're not giving up our guns, and they're the cops.
Absolutely not. And, you know, I believe they're going to have to bring a foreign military in to snatch our guns away from us. But by and large, the people that show up at our classes are patriotic American citizens, and they believe that the Second Amendment does not give us the right to keep and bear arms, that God does, and the Second Amendment recognizes that.
Right. You're exactly right. No, I'm really glad you pointed that out, because the Bill of Rights, all it does is codifies the natural God-given rights that
right.
we are born with.
Yeah, just defines them there, outlines them, and puts them in a spotlight. That's all.
But, of course, the global agenda is more about, well, they'd like people to be more disarmed because it's so much easier to corral them. Yeah, exactly. Like, look at JPFO, just as a classic example, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO. You know, they realized that if the Jewish victims of the Holocaust had firearms, they could have perhaps defeated Hitler and avoided the loss of, I don't know how many million lives.
Right, absolutely.
Let's talk about gun myths for a minute, because a lot of people approach firearms, they have a lot of mythology surrounding it. For example, people like to use cars for shelter when they're getting shot at. Tell us about why that doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work because cars don't stop bullets effectively. If you walk down beside a car and you fired 10 handgun rounds through it, 6 or 7 are probably going to get through it as you walk down the side of that car. And the thing is that I'm not a very lucky person. I don't buy lottery tickets. And so depending on luck to protect me by getting behind a car is going to probably be not one of my last choices.
Yeah, you'd rather rely on skills and training, it sounds like.
Right.
And good equipment as well.
Absolutely. You know, if I can cut you off there, Mike,
yeah.
The hierarchy of survival principles, 4 items. Mindset is at the top, then tactics, then skill, and then gear's at the bottom. You have to have good gear, but it's the least important aspect of your survival.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those who want to read your blog, I believe that is getoffthex.com. Is that the correct URL?
Yeah, getoffthex.com. I've got a Facebook page. We're on YouTube. I mean, it's pretty easy to find us.
All right. Just search for James Yeager, and the spelling of his last name is Y-E-A-G-E-R, correct?
Yeah, just like Chuck.
Okay, right on. And then the main training website is tacticalresponse.com. And, there are a lot of great training schools out there as well. Do you have any others that you would also recommend as just being good quality schools?
The list goes on. You know, like I said, I continue to take training. Clint Smith out at Thunder Ranch, Clint and Heidi Smith run a great school out there in Oregon, Thunder Ranch. I was out there and took a high-angle rifle class last year. Craig Douglas, known as South Narc on the Internet, does some extremely good stuff. I mean, this is like a renaissance period for firearms and tactical training. There are a lot of guys doing a lot of really good stuff. Larry Vickers, I consider to be a friend. He does some really good classes, former Delta Force guy. There's just a bunch of great stuff going on.
Yeah, also more and more women I'm seeing in the classes as well. Have you noticed that also?
Yeah, absolutely. We went from having about 0% women to now classes are about 15 or 20% women.
Wow, that's incredible. It's awesome to see some of them are really very quite accurate and very skilled as well.
What's funny is it used to be the women we saw were dragged there by their husbands. More and more now, we're seeing husbands dragged there by their wives. And so that's an interesting turn.
Yeah, it's great. The other thing I really love about your information is because you do so much training, because you see so many rounds fired down range, you also get to look at what equipment works and what equipment doesn't work. And I want to ask you, what handguns don't fall apart at the range? Because I've seen people bring stuff, it just breaks after a couple hundred rounds.
Listen, there's a lot of great stuff, a lot of good guns being built. Glocks, I'm a Glock guy, that's just the way it goes. Smith & Wesson M&P, finally there's an American-made gun that I can depend my life on. So the M&P line is, even in rifles, it's fantastic. SIG makes great pistols. I really like those. I mean, there's Ruger, of course, another American-made company. Ruger guns are typically a little heavier and stuff like that, but they're workhorses. They actually work. So there's a lot of really good guns. If you're going to pin me down to handguns, I'm going to say Glock or Smith & Wesson.
You're the reason why I went to Glock 19, actually, and doing very well with that with the big dot sight on it, too. What about the 1911s? I know it's highly debatable. These guys love their 1911s. They bring them to class and they jam up or whatever. Are you okay to talk about your take on 1911s?
Absolutely. I get a lot of hate over this. Basically, John Moses Browning was a genius, absolute genius. And there's not a handgun design today that doesn't have some kind of DNA from one of Browning's designs. So I want to just start out with, I pay homage to John Moses Browning. However, the 1911 was designed during a time when craftsmen hand-fitted guns together. And it is a gun that simply does not lend itself well to modern machining practices, CNC, EDM, MIM, and things like that. For instance, quote-unquote, drop-in parts. And so we have gun that was supposed to be built by Craftsman now being built on a mass production scale, and things like stacking tolerances, you engineers know what I'm talking about. These things just begin to add up, and they just don't work well.
And what does that translate into? Jams or malfunctions? What?
Yeah, well, they don't call them jams. They say, oh, that wasn't a malfunction. That was a failure to feed, or that was a failure to eject. But anytime the gun, you press the trigger and the gun's got bullets in it, it doesn't work. There's a problem. Now, there are some guys that can build guns. John Jardine out in California built a gun you can depend your life on. Wilson Combat, my buddies over there at Wilson, they can build a 1911 that runs. Jim Garthwaite of Pennsylvania, that guy can build 1911s that work. There are craftsmen that can still do it, but there are very few of them.
Yeah, good point. But so then in terms of mass manufacturing, the Glocks, of course, are legendary, the M&P now. What's the story about the mushy trigger reset on the M&P? Is that solved yet?
But that is much ado about nothing.
Really? I haven't fired one of those, so I haven't felt it.
Well, you know, people say to me, I can shoot, for instance, they'll say, I can shoot a SIG really good, but man, when I shoot a Glock, I'm all over the place. And I think that's silly. And if we change the brands on that, you would too. If I said to you, I can drive a Dodge straight down the road, but you put me behind a Ford, I'm running off in a ditch, I'm hitting mailboxes.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. Besides the trigger, you know, gas pedal, steering wheel, you know, either you can shoot or you can't.
Right. Let's talk about, okay, America is unique in the world in that such a high percentage of its population is trained in firearms, is competent in firearms. Would you agree that that helps protect America from possible foreign invaders or foreign agendas? I mean, America is going to be a tough country to try to overrun.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you go back to World War II, you know, the Japanese wouldn't even consider coming onto our shores because they said there was a rifle behind every blade of grass. And certainly that's a problem. Now, I don't know what the numbers are now, but I heard that over 50,000 AR-15s alone were going into civilian hands every month 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Wow.
I know production has increased. What's it, 100,000 a month?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just AR-15s.
Yeah, that's incredible. It doesn't count all the pistols, but it's also regional. So you've got obviously a lot of firearms competency in Texas, in Tennessee, in North Carolina, in the Southern Belt, in Florida even as well, Arizona, many places. But then you've got these pockets of like Massachusetts, for example, where they have all these crazy laws about guns. So that population is going to be very easy to invade, it would seem like.
Well, here's what's funny. I've got a lot of friends at the NRA. The NRA was started on Long Island, New York, after the Civil War to keep the marksmanship skills of the Northern troops up in case those pesky rebels acted up. And so the irony is, if there is any kind of other rebellious activity, it's probably going to be a majority of NRA members that are doing it. So, and I think that is that's geographically independent. I have shooters. I just taught a class in West Virginia. We had some guys from Maine there. We had some guys from Connecticut there. They were shooters. Can their neighbor shoot? I don't know. But I live in Tennessee, and not everybody here can shoot either. But the guys that are serious about it, I think it doesn't really depend on where they live. I mean, I've got some of my top shooters are Canadian and New Yorkers.
Really?
Yeah, that are absolute tacticians, absolute shooters.
Wow, that's interesting. What about the collapse scenarios that people talk about? A lot of people are living in the cities. They're afraid of, let's say, a riot, a collapse of social order, or an economic collapse. They're worried about how they can survive a city or get out of a city with a bug out bag and a firearm. How they can safely get their family out. Is that something you hear a lot of people talking about?
All the time. I get couples in class all the time. And I'm about to say, you know, hey, why are you guys here? And they'll begin to say something about, we heard you had a good reputation, blah, blah, blah. And I go, no, why are you taking any class? And they say, well, and they kind of, they're embarrassed to say, but, you know, we've got a little extra food at our house, and we've got, you know, some medical supplies at our house, and we bought these guns just in case something happens, and we don't know how to use them. And so these conversations happen in every single class. And it's people coming to the classes that think they're the weirdos because their family makes fun of them, their friends make fun of them for preparing. And then they get around us and we go, oh, yeah, we all do that. And so they feel at home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other thing, though, too, is Americans, I know you've worked outside the country. I mean, you've served outside the country. Americans they tend to vastly underestimate the depths of human intention when there's a war, when there's bad things going on in society. You know how low some people can go if they're desperate and starving and vicious, right? I mean,
absolutely. I just want to make sure everybody's clear. You said served. I've never been in the military.
I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure everybody, everybody understands. But yeah, social decay is a very wicked thing. And you know, even if we look at you know, Katrina, some of that were happening down there, some of the things that were happening in the Houston Astrodome, I, for one, did not want to be dependent on FEMA to protect me and my family.
Yeah.
And so these are real, legitimate concerns.
Well, then that's the other side of this, too, is that there's it on the left side of the political spectrum, they try to paint gun owners as being just crazy, violent people. And in fact, the opposite is true. They're the ones that want to restore peace and nonviolence to social situations.
Exist anymore.
Yeah. Hey, we got to go to break, James. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more here on The Alex Jones Show.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Yeah, and we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in today in our final segment here, joined by James Yeager, the founder of Tactical Response. They are a firearms training school, just a very large school, offering training in many different states across the United States. And you know, the thing is, there's a lot of bickering in the industry. There's a lot of competitiveness and aggressiveness among different schools who offer different types of training. But look, I've learned something in every class that I've ever taken on firearms, and I learned a lot from taking the tactical response firearms class here in Austin not too long ago. So, James, isn't it funny that people like to argue about little fine details? Meanwhile, most of the population just needs some basic training, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of one of the few instructors that actually tells people, hey, go to these other places, you know, and because I think if you're walking that true martial arts path, you've got to do that. But, yeah, it's more relevant that they get some training than what training they actually get. You know, I mean, even the most basic NRA pistol class will, you know, have you becoming a safe and responsible shooter.
Yeah. Well, the thing that you taught me the most, or your class, is to move. Just move. Because most right. guys stand there in front of a paper target and just shoot off rounds, and they reload standing still. They do everything standing still. They clear jams standing still. They're just a target waiting to get shot.
Well, you probably heard this in class, but it's more important to not be shot than it is to shoot the bad guy.
Right.
And another little acronym we use for the word move is motionless operators ventilate easily.
Nice. Good acronym there. Yeah, one of your instructors actually had a cattle prod that he was going to start using on us if we didn't start moving. Very effective. The other thing that I learned from your class and others is, you know, there's a myth that if you shoot somebody once, that's over. They just fall and die like they do on TV and Hollywood movies. Why is that not true, James?
Well, I mean, there's a difference. First off, there's a difference between lethality and incapacitation. People say things like, well, more people are killed with 22s than anything else, and so they carry a 22. The problem is, you can deliver that lethal wound to a guy, he's bleeding to death. He'll bleed to death in 11 minutes, but he is stabbing you to death while he is bleeding to death. And so you have to, you know, have a balance of lethality. Now, all handguns suck. I don't care what caliber it is. It is terrible fight stopper. So you know, 9 or 45 are the calibers I recommend, and put them where they belong, high center chest or right to the brain box.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big debate about, you know, is 9mm strong enough or powerful enough to be effective at self-defense? And as you teach, of course it is if you put it where it needs to go.
I assure you, it will kill people.
Yeah, end of sentence. Enough said right there. But again, I want to, you know, the context of this interview for everybody listening and watching is about restoring order to your community, protecting your household, protecting your family, protecting your neighborhood. If things go wrong out there, law enforcement is going to be spread so thin, they may be completely incapacitated. I mean, I'm sure you hear that from cops in your class.
Well, I mean, let's just look at history. Look at the L.A. riots. The shopkeepers that stood up for themselves didn't get their shops burned out.
Right.
The ones that didn't have, you know, any protection, got their shops burned out. It's just that simple.
Well, yeah, and again, this is about having the skills to be part of the solution. So you may be working with local sheriffs. They may deputize you and say, help protect us from this gang of looters that's burning down houses, things like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely could happen, especially in the South. They'll deputize anybody.
To show some competency and, you know, operate with ethics, folks. That's the thing. Operate with ethics and you know, defend the innocent, protect law and your rights. Well, James, sorry to cut you off there. We're about out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thanks for having me. And if you ever have any other firearms questions or anything, I'd love to come back on.
Absolutely, James. And the website is tacticalresponse.com. You get great training there, so check that out, everybody. Thanks for having me on today, Alex, and everybody, the whole crew. An incredible show. Thanks for tuning in. Spread the word. This is Mike Adams signing off from InfoWars in Austin, Texas. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.